Hey, listeners, it's almost Christmas time, and we've got some great Christmas stories coming up for you. But first, here's an idea. How about giving a BKFK Patreon subscription? Not only do you get loads of extra stories and all sorts of things, but you'll also get a personalized Christmas story in which the child of your choice stands in for Santa for the day. Just go to patreon.com and search for Buy Kids, For Kids Storytime. Other news, we are planning stories for 2024. We'd like to know what stories work for you. What would you like to hear more of? Do you have any feedback we can learn from? We'd love to hear from you. We are having a survey. If you'd like to give us your opinion, you can find a link to the survey in the show notes of this episode. Okay, let's hear who the superstars are for this story.
My name is Elise. I am 7 years old. I live in Melbourne, Australia, and I like tigers and phoenixes.
Hi, my name is Angad. I'm 8 years old, and I really like Jurassic Park and reptiles.
My name is Carter Herman. I'm 8 years old. I live in Winter Springs, Florida. I like doing Jujutsu with Sensei Eddie, and I like doing soccer on Team Orlando with Class Athlete.
Well done, guys. A brilliant performance. Today's story is another story from the land of Oz. In this story, there are three important words mentioned. Let me explain them to you just in case you don't know what they mean. The words are impolite, impudent, and impertinent. And they all basically mean rude. Okay, that's enough from me. Ruby, let's get on with the story.
Ozma and the Little Wizard. Once upon a time, in a beautiful place called the Emerald City, right in the middle of the magical land of Oz, there was a lovely girl named Princess Ozma. She was the ruler of the whole country. In her splendid palace, there was a kind little old man known as the Wizard of Oz. This little wizard was a nice man with twinkling eyes and a warm smile, and he could do some pretty amazing magic. One day, Princess Ozma decided to take a journey across the land to make sure everyone was happy. She wanted to find out if anything was wrong and if anyone needed help. She asked the little wizard to go with her, and he happily agreed. The wizard asked,
"Should I bring my bag of magical tools?"
"Of course,"
said Ozma.
"We might need some magic on our adventure, especially if we meet strange creatures or face dangerous situations."
So the wizard took his bag of magic tools, and the two left the Emerald City and wandered over the country for many days, at last reaching a place far up in the mountains which neither of them had ever visited before. They stopped at a cottage beside a rocky path.
"Are you happy?"
Ozma asked the man there.
"Is everything okay for you?"
"We're mostly happy,"
the man replied.
"But there are three mischievous imps living in a valley nearby. They come here often to bother us. If your highness could get rid of those imps, my family and I would be very grateful."
"Who are these bad imps?"
"They're named Olite, Udent, and Urtident. They don't respect anyone or anything. When strangers pass through the valley, the imps make fun of them, call them names, and sometimes even throw stones. When Imp Olite, or Imp Udent, or Imp Urtident comes around, we lock ourselves inside until they leave."
Princess Ozma felt sad to hear this, and the wizard nodded seriously, saying,
"Those naughty imps deserve to be taught a lesson. We promise we will see what we can do to help."
They went into the valley to find the imps' home. They soon discovered three caves in the rocks, and in front of each cave sat a strange little man. Ozma and the wizard examined them and saw that they had big round ears, funny noses, wide grins, and pointy hair on their heads, like horns. They were quite small, so at first, Ozma didn't think they were dangerous. But one of the imps grabbed Ozma's dress, and another pushed the wizard so hard that they both fell down. The imps laughed and started running in circles, kicking dust at the princess.
Wizard, use your magic,
Ozma said. The wizard quickly opened his bag, got the tools he required, and muttered a magic spell.
Nebulosa cognitus.
Instantly, the three imps became three bushes of a thorny, stubby kind, with their roots in the ground. The wizard and the princess stood up and brushed the dust off their pretty clothes. Then Ozma returned to the bushes and said,
"This is your punishment, my poor imps, due to your naughty actions. You can no longer annoy harmless travellers, and you must remain bushes covered with sharp thorns until you are sorry for your bad ways and promise to be good imps."
"They can't help being good now, Your Highness,"
said the wizard, who was pleased with his work.
"The safest plan will be to allow them always to be bushes."
But something must have been wrong with the wizard's magic, or the creatures had magic of their own. For no sooner were the words spoken than the bushes began to move. At first, they only waved their branches at Ozma and the little man, but pretty soon, they started to slide over the ground, their roots dragging through the earth. And one pushed itself against the wizard and pricked him so sharply with its thorns that he cried out,
"Ow!"
and started to run away. Ozma followed, for the other bushes were trying to stick their thorns into her legs, and one actually got so near her that it tore a hole in her dress. The princess followed the wizard until he tumbled headfirst over a log and rolled upon the ground. Then she sprang behind a tree and shouted,
"Wizard, transform them into something else."
The wizard heard, but he was confused by his fall. Grabbing from his bag the first magical tool he could find, he transformed the bushes into three white pigs.
Draconius Snorty Squeak.
That astonished the imps. They scampered off a little distance and sat down to think about their new pig shapes. Ozma drew a long breath and said,
"That is much better. Pigs like these must be harmless. No one needs to fear the mischievous imps."
"I wanted to transform them into mice,"
replied the wizard.
"But in my excitement, I worked the wrong magic."
But the imps were now angry. As Ozma and the little wizard turned to resume their journey, the three pigs rushed forward, dashed between their legs, and tripped them. As the wizard tried to get up, he was tripped again and fell across the back of the third pig, which carried him on a run far down the valley until it dumped the little man in the river. Ozma had fallen down, but she was not hurt, so she stood up and ran to help the wizard, reaching him just as he was crawling out of the river, gasping for breath and dripping with water. But he had no sooner wiped the wet from his eyes than one of the impish pigs tripped him again and sent him into the river for a second bath. The pigs tried to trip Ozma too, but she ran around a tree and managed to keep out of their way. So the wizard scrambled out of the water again and picked up a sharp stick to defend himself. The pigs were afraid of the sharp stick and kept away from him.
"This won't do," We have accomplished nothing because the pig imps would annoy travelers just as much as the real imps. Transform them into something else, Wiz.
The wizard took time to think. Then he transformed the white pigs into three blue doves.
Abrahexis! Doves are the most harmless things in the world.
But the doves flew at them and tried to peck at them. When they tried to shield their eyes with their hands, two of the doves bit the wizard's fingers, and another caught the pretty pink ear of the princess in its bill and gave it such a cruel tweak that she cried out in pain.
These birds are worse than pigs, wizard. You must transform the imps into something that is not alive.
The wizard was pretty busy just then driving off the birds, but he managed to open his bag of magic and said a charm,
Alakazam!
Which instantly transformed the doves into three buttons. As they fell to the ground, he picked them up and smiled with satisfaction. The tin button was Imp Alight, the brass button was Imp Udent, and the lead button was Imp Ertinent. These buttons the wizard placed in a little box, which he put into his jacket pocket.
Now the imps cannot deny travelers, for we shall carry them back with us to the Emerald City.
But we dare not use the buttons.
Why not? I intend to sew them onto my coat and watch them carefully. The spirits of the imps are still in the buttons, and one day they will be sorry for their naughtiness. Then they will decide to be very good. When they feel that way, the tin button will turn to silver and the brass to gold, and the lead button will become aluminium. I shall then restore them to their normal shapes once again.
Ah, that is magic well worthwhile,
exclaimed Ozma, well pleased.
There's no doubt, my friend, you are a very clever wizard.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.